back again. We're just going to come back on here about every 10 minutes, apparently, for another little emergency podcast. Apparently, fingers crossed, Shane will be back for this one. So if you miss it, what has Shane missed today? Hope he's enjoying his Sunday, Sunday driving ass. But what does he miss? Arkansas hires Ryan Silverfield, official. Florida hires John Summerall, that's official. We got Lane Kiffin, LSU. Pete Golding named head coach at Ole Miss. And, of course, Auburn names Alex Golish of head coach. That's also official. And we had old Lane. We saw this coming. Shout out Steven Steiner. Can we stop this good guy, bad guy bit with the coaches? They're all messed up. They play in a dirty industry. Ole Miss had Kiffin and Chris Beard. Auburn had Pearl and Freeze. You can't trust any head coach. Largely, I agree with that. Steven, appreciate the donation. But I think there are many exceptions. Sam Pittman was not a dirtbag. 100%. I know that. I think he's at the top of the list. Kirby Smart is, you know, again, he's not some renegade. He's not jumping ship, Georgia. No, sorry, Clark Lees, he's an outstanding guy. And I'm not just saying that because he's Vanderbilt in Georgia, but, you know, playing for coaching at their alma maters. Mike Elko is a good guy. I mean, there's many of these guys. And I make fun of Stoops. Stoops, to my knowledge, is a very good guy. So, no, we can't just say they're all like this. But let's go to the main antagonist. Shout out. Brent Venables, another. Yeah, well, I've heard some things behind the scenes from Oklahoma people, nonetheless, that would have you question that. But just one person. So, again, we're back to Stewart's point. Everybody loves their guy until they're not the guy, right? But I'm not going to bear it. This is not the Bash Venable show. This is the Bash Kiffin show. Let's go to Mr. Lane Kiffin. Official statement from Kiffin. I hope you can see this on the screen. As expected, he was going to lay the blame at Ole Miss. I'm going to read it word for word here in case you're just listening back later. After a lot of prayer and time spent with the family, I made the difficult decision to accept the head coaching position at LSU. I was hoping to complete a historic 6-season run with this year's team by leading Ole Miss through the playoffs, capitalizing on the team's incredible success and their commitment to finishing strong and investing everything into a playoff run with guardrails in place to protect the program in any areas of concern. My request to do so was denied by Keith Carter, despite the team also asking him to allow me to keep coaching them so they could better maintain their high level of performance. Unfortunately, that means Friday's Egg Bowl was my last game coaching the Rebels. While I am looking forward to the new start with a unique opportunity at LSU, I will forever cherish the incredible 6 years I spent at Ole Miss, and we'll be rooting hard for the team to complete their mission and bring a championship to Oxford. Lane Whiffin Lion-Ass Kiffin. I can tell you that that part about the players wanting him, that's complete horseshit. Again, he's putting this all on the administration. His agent typed that shit up for him, I'm sure. Oh, and there's my agent. Cousin Shed, what's up, buddy?
Oh, Lane the victim. Oh, poor Lane Kiffin. Oh, geez, I feel bad. That's the crazy thing, Mike. There are victims. There's victims in that locker room. There's victims in that stands. You know, there's victims that wrote the check at the start of the season to have this monumental run. And now I would love nothing more. I guess, you know, now that my balls are out, I'm all chips on Ole Miss. That's my Cinderella team right now, man. I feel like, wouldn't that be just the greatest? Lane Kiffin never wins a national championship on his own as a head coach.
$90 million victim, oh, as Ball Tigers. And we're seeing it from LSU. Some of them, you know, again, they're like this Preston guy. I'm offended. I'm hurt, butt hurt. Oh, man. It's all about, I mean, how can you defend? How can you defend any of this from Kiffin?
Nothing. You can't. And if you're falling for it, then send me your debit card number, you know, because I want to buy some shit for Christmas. you can't. I told you, man, coming into this thing, he wanted to be squeezed out so that he could leave here as a, not a, I shouldn't say as a victim, but that's basically what he's going for. Like, it's not his fault. He wanted to stay. He wanted to do all this great stuff. Yet he also wanted to recruit for LSU. He wanted to, hire coaches for LSU. You know, he wanted to do all that. And guess what happens if Ole Miss at the end of the, at, let's say they win the thing, or let's say they get knocked out first round. Mm-hmm. Then Ole Miss is left there with no coach, no recruiting, no nothing, and yet Lane Kiffin's the victim.
Let me ask you this, Shane. Does Kiffin got a gun to his head saying he's got to go to LSU?
No.
No, he doesn't. Does he? Mm-mm. And what the hell they talk about? Scared? We're scared, Shane. Yeah. We're just, I mean, hell, you were all on the Brian Kelly LSU bandwagon. We want LSU to good, yeah, be good. The SEC's better when LSU is in contention. This is not, I mean, this, you just sound like a complete dumbass if you think we're scared of LSU and this, that, and the other. We want Ole Miss, that is in a historic 11-1 season, might win the damn national championship.
Yeah.
We want, for those fans that, for, I mean, how many years have they had to hear, Shane, that you can never do anything special at Ole Miss? Yep. You know, you'll never beat Alabama. You'll never beat Georgia. Hell, they beat Georgia last time I checked. And I know they didn't this year, but they came very close. And if those teams met again on a neutral field, Shane, my money may be on Ole Miss to win that again, it was in Athens.
Yeah.
To have this right in front of them, they are one of the favorites to win it all. And I'm right there with you. I'm rooting for Vanderbilt. I don't know if Vanderbilt will get in. But if not Vanderbilt, I want it to be Ole Miss that wins a national championship to stick it in old Whiffen's ass, because I don't think he would ever win it. You know what?
No, he can't win the big game. So I do think, man, again, they're still in it. These kids are still in it. And, I feel like they're a good roster, right? And maybe this is a little spark they needed just to, you know, us against the world mentality, because they will not be the favorites going into this thing. But, you know, Lane Kiffin, at the end of the day, he had an opportunity to get the same money that LSU was offering, right? They said they'd match anything. So to say it's about the money or anything, it's not. It's about the spotlight, you know? Yeah, I feel like this is just his way, his Grinch way of stealing Christmas for all those Ole Miss fans, you know? And I hate that, but you know, he had a moment. He sits there with the, and I'm not saying I'm above anybody, right? I have more flaws than anybody on this show for sure, you know. But I will say, to sit here and talk like you turned over this new leaf with this poetry and hot fucking yoga and all this stuff, my life is good, everything's great, I've found my family. No, you found a team that gave you an opportunity and you're shitting on them is what you did. And I think that speaks volumes to who he is, because he could have done the ultimate Ole Miss thing here, let all these coaches get hired and say, I'm coming back, so LSU's left holding a bag. You know, but he didn't. He did what Lane Kiffin wanted to do.
Right. And I made this point, Shane, on one of these other I've done like seven of these already today, but I just want to see if you and feel free to totally disagree with me.
Yeah.
Because I think he'll do well. He's a good coach. Again, all these things, I think he's losing goodwill across the nation everywhere but Baton Rouge. And that's fine.
Yeah,
there's coaches like Urban Meyer at Florida. He didn't have any goodwill. He was able to win championships, right? So, I think Lane Kiffin ultimately will be he'll find success. That program does. He's got the track record, but don't you think it's fair to say it's not that unbelievable that, and we don't know how hell he may only be at LSU 1 year for all we know. He may be down there 10 years. Doesn't matter how long he's there, but however long he's down in Baton Rouge, there is a chance that he never has a team as good as the team he's leaving in Oxford right now. Yep. This 11-1 team. What, don't you think that's fair to say?
Fair to say. You know why it's fair to say, Mike? Because LSU's spending a lot of money. They're spending a lot of money on coaches. It's like they're not printing it down there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying LSU doesn't have it. I'm just saying LSU just proved, I should say Ole Miss just proved that any team in this conference can win. Any team in this conference can collect the talent and the assistant coaches needed to make a run. You mentioned Vanderbilt. They're sitting there first time in ever, I think, that they've had 10 wins. That's unbelievable. But it's not a fluke. It's not a one-hit wonder. It's proven that you can do it in this league. So the LSU days, the blue chip days, I feel like, you know, that line gets blurrier and blurrier. It gets closer and closer every single season because of the NIL and the portal.
Hey, shout out Boomer Sooner 2025. Shane says Lincoln Riley's sitting back smiling because Lane Quinton is now the most hated coach in college football.
Yeah, he's shitting on all of them, ain't he? Yeah. Please tell me, what's LSU schedule next year?
Oh, buddy.
Please say it's Ole Miss and Tennessee. Fingers crossed.
Well, they do have a trip to Oxford, but right. no Tennessee on there. So I'll put it on the screen here, and I'll read it back for anybody just listening back later. But we got Clemson. Again, we don't know the order for most of these games, but Clemson, September 5th, that's a home game.
Yeah.
McNeese, who the hell cares, home game. Yeah. And then the rest, we don't know the dates yet, but at Arkansas, at Auburn, at Kentucky, Alabama, at home, Mississippi State at home, Texas at home, A&M at home, at Ole Miss, and at Tennessee. You're right. Tennessee. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Shane. He's coming to see both his exes next year. we'll do golf balls if they do mustard, you know?
So somebody was asking in the comments, Shane, so you may have missed this. I know you've been very busy today.
Yes. Working out.
This is being widely reported. So, again, we'll get further confirmation, but apparently Lane Kiffin told everybody on the Ole Miss staff that he wanted to take to LSU.
Yeah.
He says, you're coming to LSU with me now, or you don't have a job at LSU. So basically, you can't stay at Ole Miss for this playoff run. And that includes apparently the entire offensive coaching staff.
Jeez.
So, I don't know. We'll find out how true all that is. But if they don't have a damn offensive staff for the playoff, we'll know it's true. And just given that information, Shane, what's your thoughts? I mean, what a shitty thing to do.
Yeah. That's not. It's one thing to take player personnel, it's one thing to take. Yourself out of the picture, but you're basically dropping a grenade off in your everything that you put in. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say Lane didn't build this thing. Lane built this with these guys, and basically it's you're right there about to turn in your finished product, and you just drop a grenade on it. And I think if that's true, Mike, then I mean. Who the hell is going to listen or trust this kid? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Lane's going to be sitting in somebody's living room next week saying, hey, I'm not going to do this to your kids. Okay, I got two universities you lied about. You know what I'm saying? So I take note. Take note, recruit.
And apparently they are considering – so Pete Golding is the only one who's got some fucking,
That's
pride.
That's a shocker.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be the one that'd leave.
No, he wanted to finish the deal, so I guess Kiffin told him to go to hell. He's been named the permanent coach, apparently, at Ole Miss. Yeah. And Kiffin is, so he may replace him. Shout out Matt Zinich, really good reporter. LSU defensive coordinator Blake Baker, strong possibility to be retained by Lane Kiffin. So I think there's good reason for that. You know, Lane Kiffin coaching against Blake Baker, he's probably got a lot of respect for that guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, quickly the staff coming together for old LSU. But, man, what a wild time to be alive. You know what?
Jeez. And it's just all of them, man. I listened to your fantastic pod earlier, man. Sorry, I missed that. But all the coaches getting hired here. And, you know, I who we got left? Kentucky's?
Which one? Well... As of right now, Stoops is still the coach.
Okay.
So yeah, let's go. Which coaching hires do you like to? Let's have Cousin Shane's ranking of the four hires that we've had literally within just a couple hours here. Got Lane Kiffin, of course, LSU.
Yeah.
We got John Summerall to Florida. How about that? Alex Golish to Auburn, not Arkansas. And Arkansas pivoted to Ryan Silverfield from Memphis. How would you rank those hires?
Number one, even though we're bitching about him, Lane Kiffin to LSU. LSU fans ain't mad. You know what I'm saying? I feel like to go from Brian Kelly to Lane Kiffin would probably be a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. And then I'd go Golish to Auburn, especially if they can retain some of that offensive firepower over there. You know me, man. I absolutely love Alex. I feel like Arkansas would be the worst one, and then Summerall right above that. I like John Summerall, but I just don't know. I don't know if Florida was the move. But again, I love the guy, and who knows, he may turn around and be the next Kirby Smart, like you said earlier.
Yeah, it just seems like of all the options, that was the worst for John Summerall.
Yeah.
But, hey, I hope I'm wrong. I think he's a hell of a coach. I think he'll do well. But will they be on board if they're not scoring 35, 40 points per game? I don't know.
I honestly thought John Summerall would go to Ole Miss.
You know?
And that's the problem now with all these dominoes falling. Did they hire they didn't hire Pete, did they?
I believe so, yeah, as permanent. Now, they haven't officially done that.
Okay.
But it's being widely reported. So until it signs on the dotted line, but I believe that's...
This is like a pay-by-year deal, right? You know? I'm all for coordinators taking a job, but yeah, that one right there, probably take some of that extra money you're not spending on your coach now. Mm-hmm. Take some of that money that invest that into NIL and assistant coaches, and Ole Miss will be just fine. Now, he's going to want to re-up here about 3 years, and, you know, if things are going well, you're going to have to pay the man. But
I think they're going to need that money immediately to hire the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, receiver coach, running back coach, offensive.
I like Alex, though. I like Alex to Auburn. That one's going to be awesome. I feel like if you're watching that Iron Bowl, like, you're like, man, we really could have used some more offense here. Oh, let's hire this guy, you know? And Arkansas, I think ultimately is the – I mean, I feel bad for him because, you know, all year long they've had so many close games and that they end up losing. Now they got a close hire and they end up losing it as well. So, that one absolutely is the worst one on my list, Mike.
What will you remember most about the Alex Golish era at Arkansas?
how close they were, right? You know,
the Russian boar. I mean, it was set up perfectly for you, you know?
Yeah, now he's what would he be down in Auburn?
I was calling him the Russian Eagle, but that doesn't make us, that's not nearly as cool.
Cold War damn Eagle, you know?
Now, hey, do you think this? I've been saying this too.
Yeah.
Now that Kiffin is not allowed to coach.
Yeah.
They're going to have him on game day. They're going to have him on all these damn shows.
Yeah.
And they're going to let him spew his damn propaganda about how he wanted, you know, he wanted to be there for this team and yada, 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 all this horse shit. I think that's coming, don't you?
Oh, yeah. All that ass kissing he did with Paul Feinbaum at the start of the season. He's going to say, hey, man, you owe me one, right? So, yeah, absolutely. Him and Marty, they're going to get a room together and have some exclusive. And, we're gonna hear Lane's side of the story, just like we knew he would anyway. So, no. Which one's a bigger trader? I mean, like I know you didn't like Brian Kelly, right? But after all this, like, you think – Brian Kelly's still a joke more than Lane Kiffin, or you?
Sorry. What is the question? Brian Kelly more of a joke?
Yeah, just, you know, I know you never really liked him. Just his attitude, the way, you know, he went about things, and now Lane, you know, imploding Ole Miss's program.
What? Here's the deal. I mean, he's letting it be known. And again, we're already seeing it in the comments. These LSU people are there's no convincing them.
Yeah.
There's just no convincing a lot of fans a lot of things, right? God, how long did I try to convince Auburn people about Hugh Freeze? A&M people about Jimbo.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to confuse or convince any LSU fan, even though they're going to be head over heels, because they're probably going to win, and they're probably going to win big, so no one will give a shit. But here's the lesson learned today, Shane. As if this is not beating people in the face, and apparently it's not beating anyone in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Your coach does not give two shits about you.
Yes.
He does not care about LSU. He does not care. He'll do literally anything he's got to advance himself, to put himself in front of. Why he's down there is more attention, you know, more. He thinks he can win at a higher level, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though they're winning at an incredible level in Oxford. But the second, literally the second, Shane, Alabama calls him, Texas calls him, an NFL job calls him, his ass is going to be gone, whether it's the eve of the playoff, the eve of the national championship game, signing day, middle of the season. It doesn't give a shit. He's gone. He does not care about you. And if you think he does, well, you can get in line with Tennessee people, Southern Cal, Ole Miss, Florida Atlantic, Alabama, on and on and on and on. This is who he is, and you're giving him the keys to the castle. You're making him one of the highest paid coaches. And he doesn't give a shit about you. So Congratulations. I hope for your sake, I hope it goes well. But we know it will crash and burn. And the Lane Kiffin era in Baton Rouge, whenever it ends, whether it's a year from now or 10 years from now, will end horribly. And just remember, I told you, you know what?
It's like walking on train tracks. I mean, it may be around the bend in 2-3 years, but... Brother, it may be right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? It may be like before the ink dries. You never know. I mean, NFL job may come open like during the, they're watching. You know what I'm saying? Give them another shot at the Raiders.
And his ass gone. You know? Could you imagine they do the press conference? They have like a historic a transfer class. It's like, good God, we're going to be fucking awesome. We got... Lenore Sellers, we got this guy, we got that guy. And then his ass is going to the Tennessee Titans. I mean, that could
just
happen.
Just hardball this thing, you know? Like, oh, shit, NCAA's coming down on me. All right, I'm going to the NFL.
All right, anything else here? I mean, this is just a damn wild time here, Shane. I've not even begun to get ready for our show this evening.
Not me either. I still got a game to watch, you know? So, be sure to tune in tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have some more on the coaches. We'll have some more on the coach search and maybe more information about old Lane whiffing there. But, tune in. We got a lot to talk about. No assistant coaches fired? Nobody in Knoxville or anything? You haven't heard anything?
Oh, no. Tim Bakes still got a job. We had someone here. Shout out Fox Leader. Shane, can you please go to Knoxville and permanently remove Tim Banks from the facility? So we'll see there. Crusty Tim, what a name. Lane's overrated, will cause just as much drama to LSU as a cancer anywhere he goes. Yep. I mean, I can't disagree with that.
Penn State still hasn't hired anybody, huh? So we'll see what happens there. I feel like we're not settled here. You know, there's a couple of coaches that, keep your notifications on. Shout out to, appreciate Cuss. Man, they're flying in today.
Ole Miss just made it official.
Yeah. Did they?
Pete Golding named head coach. It appears permanent. As permanent gets. So that was a quick one.
Good for old Petey. You know, finally getting a shot.
Yeah.
Take some of that money. Mm-hmm. Put it should all be bonus structured. You know, getting to the playoffs, getting in the SEC championship, you get an extension. Remember, like Coach Stoops before, like Coach Stoops kind of messed that up. You know what I'm saying? You get an extension if you get to 9 wins or something. But shout out JP. Appreciate you putting this together. Steven Steiner, Cousin JR, Kyle Counts, Liquid Flames, Shopson, Boomer Sooner, Storm Lineberger, and Fox Leader. Appreciate you guys.
How long before they make the ESPN does a documentary to clean up Kiffin's image for this all this?
Oh, it's already in the works, man. Already in the works. I mean, hell, they're going to twist it to some love story with his daughter going down there. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying? Like, they find his new home, and he, I hope he says family real slow, like, you know.
And I also said this, Shay. Remember, so ESPN, they wanted us to promote the Kiffin doc.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted us give him free PR. But I did say, it. You know, they didn't offer us any money.
Yeah.
But I said, if they had, I may have done it. So I'm just wondering, you know, how low can we be bought for?
Cracker Barrel needs to be involved somehow. We got to get back on good graces there. Usually food's fine, right?
Just like a year supply of something.
Yeah, something like that. Just, I'm sure they could find something to work in there. But until then, he's a total asshole, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, I think that's a perfect place to end it. Appreciate you, buddy. And we'll be back here in a couple hours to break down. Oh, man, we got a lot of work ahead of us. But until then, we'll see you 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, unless something else breaks, which it could at any moment. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vol.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.